All right, so I want to get your advice on this because this has been my whole day today.
Okay. So,
when your car, I have to explain cars to you. When your car gets to a certain age, you have to change the oil.
Oh, word?
Yeah, you have to change the oil in your car.
Do people know this?
Yes, people know this. So
Okay. It
used to be every 3,000 miles, then it went to like every 5,000 miles, and now you follow your car, whatever your car tells you, then you take your car in to get the oil changed.
Okay.
But I'm an oil change freak because I had one car, a Lexus, I didn't change the oil, the engine blew up. So I don't want that to happen to my new car. So, like, every 5,000 miles, I take it to, and I only take it to one place. I take it to Honda.
Okay.
No, you know, backyard garage guy is going to change my oil.
Right. No cheapie. You're going to pay what you're going to pay. You're going to let the experts do the work.
It's expensive as hell, and I'll pay it.
Right.
Because what I do is I pull it into a little garage. They change the oil. They call me in, like, an hour, and I go and I pick it up. So went today, so they said, could you drop your car off? Fine, I'll drop my car off. I came back to get it about 3 hours later. Mm-hmm. So I get in my car, and you got to understand, it's a new car.
Uh-huh.
I don't let anybody breathe on it.
Right, I'm well aware. I lived with you.
Yeah, I'm a freak when it comes to cars. My car goes into the garage, and then it drives to work, and it goes back into the garage. And I haven't even driven this car in the rain.
Okay, wow.
If it rains, I take another car. I don't take this car. And everybody at work makes fun of my car because if it rains, they know I'm not driving it.
Right, it's not allowed to get wet.
Yeah, so it's never seen rain. It would freak out if it saw rain. It doesn't even go through a car wash. I wash it with two different buckets with the water at 75 degrees. This is how wacky I am about this car, because I love this car.
Right. Okay.
So I take it today and I said, I want an oil change and a tire rotation, and they have to reprogram a key so I can have a spare key because it didn't come with a spare key. So, So I go back, I pick it up a couple hours later, I get in, the seat is really close as I bump my knee. I'm like, son of a bitch. So, you know, they moved the seat when they moved the car.
Right.
So they moved the car from the bay to another bay, change the oil, and then move it back to the bay, and then it's done. So I get in my car, and I look at the miles per gallon, and it's down to like 36 miles per gallon.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Okay, there's a computer that tells you what kind of miles per gallon you're getting in your car.
Okay.
So I've been trying to get it around 40 miles per gallon. So I've been babying this car to get it 40 miles per gallon.
Right.
So I get it and it's at 36 miles per gallon. I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Okay.
I have two dash cams in the car. I have one in the front because you have to have a dash cam in the front. And I even have one in the back facing out the back.
Okay.
So there's just weird things about the car, like the radio is not connecting right. It's like somebody drove my car.
Okay. Was your dash cam running?
Dash cam was running.
Okay.
So I get home, I pull the footage of the dash cam, and there's like 75 different entries. Like somebody was driving it, stopped it, and all that. So I looked at one of them. The guy took my car to a store, parked it, went into the store, got stuff, went back in the car, then drag raced it from
what?
The red light, put it in sport mode, dogged the crap out of it.
Whoa.
And he's talking on the phone the whole time with somebody.
Are you kidding me? This actually happened to you?
This happened. So he's like, man, this car is the shit. I love this car. And he's talking on the phone. I can hear it.
Fuck. Well, at least he said good things about your car. At least he didn't go, this car's a piece of shit. I can't believe this guy likes it.
I've never put my car in sport mode or gunned it since I've had it.
Right.
I baby that car. So I am pissed.
Yeah, you should be. That guy should be fired.
So I went home. I uploaded it to Facebook. I tagged them.
Mm-hmm.
And had all these comments, even a comment from your boyfriend saying I should sue. So everybody's commenting on this. So about 5:30 today, I get a call from the service manager.
Okay.
Who saw my post.
Good.
On Facebook. And he's apologizing up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, we do not do this. This is not the policy of...
Apparently you do this. I have it on video.
So he goes, there's nothing I can say. If I could go back in time, I would change it, but I can't. You know, he was very nice. Way too nice. He's like, okay. I've been here 28 years at this dealership. Nothing like this has ever happened. I'm telling you, the guy that did it, he's paying tremendously for what happened.
Meaning they fired him.
They fired him.
Okay, good.
So he goes, I know that's not going to help, but at least I thought I would call and apologize to you and say, this is not what we do. You know, this is not how we run the thing. And I was like, to let you know, there are 5 Hondas at this house right now that we all service at your service dealership. My son works for a company that has bought 40 Hondas from you in the past 5 years, and they service them all. And he's like, oh, he works for that company. Oh my God. You know, he's just flipping out when I even talked about that company.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, your next oil change and tire rotation, which is $100, is on me. If you ever need anything, here's my phone number. But I was like, you know what? I'll take the post down. I accept your apology.
Oh, he was asking to take the post down?
No. He goes, you don't have to take the post down. He goes, that's not what this call is about. You know, he goes, I just want to apologize. And I was like, you know what? I'll take the post down.
Okay.
So how would you have handled this?
I think I would get on my podcast, tell everybody about it, and play part of the video for the listening audience.
Oh, that's fucking neat. Bro, what? This car is fucking badass. Nah, 2 weeks. Kayla, this car on the speedometer, it shows the car, right? And it shows when you're changing lanes, it shows when you're pressing on the brakes, and it shows your turn signal.
And say, Vic Bailey Honda. It's the Honda dealership that if you want them to dog the shit out of your car, why? Yeah. You know, I told the guy, I said, if you put brakes on my car and you got to test drive it to see if the brakes work, I understand that. But this is an oil change. And right. This is a brand new car that this guy's never even seen before. And he wanted to drive it. And he said, yeah, if we drive a car to test drive a car, it's me or my shop manager. That's it. Technicians do not drive cars.
Right.
So, you know, he was quite upset, but very nice.
Can we hear some more video of the technician driving your car and talking to his friend, please?
That's fucking neat. Bro, what? This car is fucking badass. Nah, 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Oh, I mean, man.
If I wasn't just a freak about my car.
Yeah.
But I'm a freak about my car. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think you have to be a freak about your car. I think any time that anybody does anything without permission, even if it's one of your kids, it's a violation. You feel violated. You feel like somebody has robbed something from you, has taken something from you without your permission, without your say-so. You know, I it's one thing to like lend your car to a friend and be like, hey, have at it. And you know, whatever. You know where it is. You know what's happened. Your friend has it. It's another thing if somebody just does it without your permission and is abusive. Do you know what I mean? Like, it definitely, you're right. You take such good care. You baby the car. It has to be 75 degrees when you wash it. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you're nuts when it comes to that car. You're not a normal car person.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a normal car person, I'd be like, you know, it is a violation. It sucks, but it's over. this is really a violation to you. Your car was like abused.
Right.
I was going to say in the end, like the guy didn't give you a free something. So I'm glad that your next oil change and rotation of tires is going to be free. Make sure that guy is there, because can you imagine you show up, they're like, that guy's not here anymore. That happened to my mom and I got duped by her car plates. And the manager was like, I'm so sorry. Because what they said to us was, listen, we're not going to get to your car till after lunch. And we have a lot of cars after you. It's going to be several hours. So instead of making you sit here, why don't you go back home to the city and we'll call you and we'll give you like, you know, a heads up to come back in. And we're like, all right, no big deal. So we got in an Uber, which is not cheap in New York City, to go back to my mom's house. We were going to like have lunch and do some stuff and then maybe take a train back because we had plenty of time. As soon as we were in the Uber on the way back to the city and they were like, your car's ready. What? You told us it was going to be after lunch and we should come back in a few hours, maybe even tomorrow. Oh, well, you know, it turns out the guy got to it really quickly and then took lunch. So we're happy the car's ready, but you just cost us $40 each way,
mm-hmm.
you know, plus tip. So it was $92, $90, whatever it was. So they're like, we'll reimburse you. Send us the receipt. And I was like, fine, no problem. I send the receipt. And I call back Monday. They're like, that manager was fired. The new manager said to go fuck yourself. Yeah. The new manager was like, sorry, we don't do that. You're bad. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's been there 28 years, so I don't think that's going to happen. But I told him, I said, if I would have been driving around and saw somebody driving my car on the road, we would not be having this conversation right now. I would have pulled him out of the car and beat him.
Right.
You know, so just be happy that didn't happen.
Thank God you have those dash cams. They have saved you many, many times. Yeah. They saved us. I mean, when you and I got into that accident, the other driver was like, they went through a red light. We're like, no, we have the footage. The light was green, bitch. Light was green, bitch.
Yeah. Remember, he wanted to take me to court and sue me because he ran the red light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, bitch. Because he kept saying that we went through the red light. Yeah. We're like, yeah, this will be video proof. video.
That's why I have not one dash cam. I have two. And I usually feel bad when people are fired for any reason. I feel bad that they're fired. But if you did not see not one, but two dash cams in that car, you deserve right. to be fired.
Exactly.
You're that
yeah,
big
if you're
of a
that
moron.
Stupid. Yeah, right. If you're that big of a moron that you didn't see the dash cams and that you were dumb enough to take somebody's car for a joyride. Yeah, that's not your. No, but look, any job that you have, if you abuse it, that's the way. Okay, so if you work in a car dealership, you can't really steal because there's nothing to steal. That's the way you steal.
Mm-hmm.
You steal from work by abusing somebody else's car. You know what I mean? Like yeah. you can't take brake pads for free because everything is digitized. Everyone knows there's cameras everywhere. You know who took what. That's the way you steal from that place. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, like if you work in a movie theater, you let your friends in for free. That's how you steal from your movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy, the technician, stole from his job, and he should have known better before he decided to do that. Sorry, you lose your job. You don't get the privilege of having a job.